Hello, my name is Charles N. Clark. I am your friend, I am your brother, I am a child of God. This message is going up to all my youth and my peers, my fellow young people in all the world. I want to remind you of God's word to you today. And we will be looking at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 4. And the readers, I'm reading from the King. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. 2. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are darkened and the clouds return after the rain. Verse 3. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men are bent and the grandeur cease because they are few and those who look through the windows are dim. Verse 4. And the doors on the street are shut. When the sound of the grinding is low and one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of Son are brought low. Verse 5. They are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. The armor trees blossom, the grasshopper drags itself along, and desire fails, because man is going to eternal home, and the mourners, go about the street. Verse 6, before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is scattered at the fountain, or the wheels broken at the cistern. Verse 7, and the dust returned to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Verse 8, vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word today of making us to understand why we were created and what we should do as young people. We thank you for your word, oh God. May your word empower us, oh God, and give us direction to get more insight. We pray for your Holy Ghost that we will do what you want us to do and not what we want ourselves to do. Father, help us as young people to seek you, to desire everything for you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So young people, my fellow young people, I want to encourage you. I want to tell you how important you are to God's kingdom. In the book of Ecclesiastes, he's telling us we should remember. The word of God is telling us to remember the Creator while we are still young. Because when we are young, then when we have challenges, then when we have decisions to make, we are not going to be old or young, older before we can make decisions. No, it is in our youth day, it is in our young age that we give those things that we want to happen to us in the future. How many of the older people that you have seen that are thinking about future again? No. There's no more future for them. But for us young people, we have future. That's why the word of God is encouraging us to remember our Creator in whatever that we do. It is in our young age that we decide when to get married, when to build a house, when to go to school and graduate and have jobs. And it is the same young age that we face a lot of challenges.
wherein other folks are deceiving us, wherein we are being carried out with our selfish aims, our heart desire, our worldly deeds. This is the time that we decide to do what is right and not what is wrong. But as a servant of God, as a friend, as a brother, and as an evangelist, as an intercessor as well, I'm encouraging you today. Know your Creator. And know that in this world that we are living, there are two forces. There are two forces that we are dealing with as young people. And in the kingdom of God, the greatest kingdom of God, the powerful and the lovely kingdom, means young people. And also in the evil kingdom, where Satan ruling, he also needs young people. So we are caught between the seasons right now, where to go. It is us that do the choosing. It is our willing heart whether to go to Satan's side or to follow the King of Kings, to shape all our destiny. And remember that if you follow Satan, you are heading to destruction. But if you follow Jesus Christ, you are on the right path. Today, I'm encouraging you, because the word of God has admonished us in, as Paul the writer said, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Come to Christ now, as I'm calling you. Come, let us enjoy what we were created for, and not to follow this, the things of this world, because it will profit us nothing. We came into this world with nothing, and we will leave this world with nothing. Why are we putting ourselves to the odds of this world? We are just passing by, young people. It is this time that we shift our destiny, either to be down or to rise up to eternity. And living this is not just one thing that people usually say, I have one life to live. No, we don't have one life to live. We are just passing by on the earth. We are not to dance to the dunes of this world. We are children of God. We are to do what God requires us to do. And it depends on our willingness. God is not going to force us. Neither Satan is forcing us, but our own hearts are following those things that we want because of what? A little gain? Remember when Christ was tempted by Satan in the book of Matthew chapter 4. After Christ went through all those tough times in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, when he came, what Satan did? It is the same thing that we are passing through today. It is time now as young people to stand on our feet and rebuke the devil and tell him that Jesus is Lord, that we are to do God's will and not his will. Remember, young people, our Creator is waiting on us. All we need to do is go to him, and he will give us direction. Let's give our all and all to him, that he will lead us into eternity. Think about it. If you die today, where will you go? Where will you live the rest of your life? Will it be in hell or will it be in heaven? Let us leave the things of this world, whether material things, whether riches, whatever be it. Let's just put all of those things down and proclaim Christ, because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm just encouraging you, young people. It is also this young age that our older folks can confuse us whether to do wrong or to do good. But it depends on us, because they won't force us to go against our will. There is something that God has given us, our will. And this will, whether we are going ahead or we are leaving behind, God has given us willing heart, who to go behind. And among these two forces that I talked about earlier on, there's one force that is acting that is strong, but it's not strong. That's the force of Satan. He's acting as if he have power over the God of creation. Remember today what I'm telling you. Remember your creator while you are still young. Remember, because there will come a time when you will say you don't have pleasure. And there will be no more time that you will think you want to get young again. Because of being young, it comes once in a life. And after your young age, you won't be younger anymore. Think about the older folks who have decided to go another way around. Now they are crying. They wish they were young again to make decisions that will be positive. Are you not thinking of those things? The older ones are thinking, oh, if I knew, I wouldn't have taken this train. Now, see where they have gone. They are regretting because of those choices that they made when they were in their youth. Don't dance to the tunes of this world. Don't dance to the music of this world. Dance to God's word. Dance to Christ's calling. As young people, we are called. Let us arise and shine, for we are the light in the darkness. Let us go out to proclaim God's word in all the earth. He is calling us wholeheartedly. There's no price to pay to follow Christ, only our willing heart. Come on, young people. Wake up from your slumber. Christ is calling. There's no more time. As young people, there will be time that we will be in our old age and there will be nothing that we can do to revert our thinking. Think about this young man who in his young age, he said when he grew up, he will have a mansion. When he grew up, he will have a beautiful wife. When he grew up, he will do great things. And he don't care how those things are about or those things were to come about in his lifetime. He forgot the creator. He forgot that created him. Young people, don't ever forget your creator in your daily life. It is time now you reverse your decision, placing them in the hands of the Lord Almighty. Come on, he is waiting for you. Bring down your hearts. Give him everything that you are going through as a young person right now. I'm a living testimony. I'm a witness. There are things young people pass through, but they don't give their life to Christ. Be born again, young people. You are the one that will go out and tell the older folks to worship God in the beauty of holiness. It's not the older one that will come and tell you, but it is you, because you are choosing. And his word said in Joel, in the last day, he will put on his spirit on the young man. What are you waiting for, young people? Young brothers and sisters in Christ, wake up. Wake up and come to Christ. You are wholeheartedly welcome to Christ. He is waiting for you right now. Come on. Come on. Don't let your heart be troubled. Christ is the only way. The only way. Christ is our Lord and Savior. Thank you so much for listening to me on this one. I'll catch you another time. But remember the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 1 downward. And the key verse is, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near.
of which you will say, I have no pleasure. It is a time now you must decide. There are choices that you will make to shiver your destiny or to place you down. Think about it. The choices that we make today determine our tomorrow. Thank you so much. Have a godly and blessed day. It's your servant, Brother Charles N. Clark, an intercessor, an evangelist in training, a servant of God. He's a young man also. Don't be deterred. Call upon the Lord your God. Ask for the Holy Spirit to direct you in everything that you do. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.